गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वान् वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचाणूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्।
मां अप्राप्य कुंते they don't get me. Why they don't get lost? Because they don't follow spiritual path. According to their philosophy, there is no Ishwar. Aprapya. From there, tato yanta madham gati. And thus they go to the lower loka. Again and again. We are sent to the rehabilitation center again and again. Why so? Here, Sankaracharya says, Sarvasya Asuriya Sampada Sancheva and Uchade. I have explained you in briefly the Asuri Sampati. Yasmin Trivide Sarvam Asur Sampati Bhava Rudha Api Antar Bhavati Yat Pariharena Parinta Cha Bhavati. But all of them are germinating from three only. If you can correct yourself in these three places, then you can come out. Now the Lord is going to tell you the cause why people go into this ashram, Sattva. What exactly is the cause?
Trividham narakasedam. Trividham narakasedam. Dwaram nashman.
It is difficult to follow. First, but it gives you the result, very good result later. Very simple example for that Priyama. If a student sees the TV during his exam, it gives you joy when he sees the serial, but the end result will, you will fail in the exam. Priyama, instant happiness now, but the ultimate result is sorrow. And if I tell you that you all have to get up 4 o'clock in the morning, take your bath, and after that you should do your exercise and puja, dhyan, jap, difficult. You will not get joy immediately. It will take long time. But the result ultimately will be very good. It is a Sriya Mahatma. This is the difference between the Sriya and Priya. Acharita Atmana Sriya. So after living this calm guru, then no such person will start his sadhana. And yati paramgatim. And he will get paramgatim, he will get moksha. Guaranteed. So here, Lord is saying that calm, growth and low are the three gateways. Really speaking, the main gate is calm. Once you enter the calm, then the growth and low are the substitutes. When the calm and the desire is obstructed, the growth comes. And when the desire is fulfilled, the low comes. So we have to tackle these three, calm, growth, low. And Lord advises, Tyaji, you should give up. Don't want to go to the Lord, give it up. Very good. Why so? In Vivek Churamani, he says, Jantunam Narajanma Durlabha. Jantunam, in all the beings, the Narajanma, birth as a human being, is very, very rare. Durlabha. We don't feel that way. But if you see the 84 lakh yonis, then you will realize that how far we have come. In all earlier yonis, we don't have to do, I mean, the freedom of doing any karma, no action. No dharma adharma in the lower yonis. Those lower yonis, mosquitoes or insect, they are all computerized. They are given one particular job. They will do that job, that's all. They have got no freedom of action. Only humans have got the freedom of action. That is why it is very difficult. In this life only you can get the paramgati. Paramgati means the moksha. You will not get moksha in the lower yoni, or you will not get the moksha in the higher yoni also. So by doing punya karma, punya karma, punya karma, you go to the swarga. Exhaust your punya, come back. You are not liberated by doing punya karma only. Punya karma will give you soap. You can go to the swarga, you can go to the higher loka, stay there, and again you can come back. So manusya janma is very, very durlabha, very rare to get. And in chapter 14 of Bhagavad Gita, while we were discussing the sattva, rajas and tamas, we have seen urdham gacchanti sattvastha madhye tishtanti rajasa jaganya punarvrittistha adho gacchanti tamasaha. Those who have got the sattva guna, they will go to the higher lokas. Those who have got the rajasic guna, they will stay in the earth. And those who have got the tamo guna, they will go to the lower loka. So long you are in this three guna, you will be traveling in the 14 worlds, up and down, up and down. You can never go beyond this 14 worlds. Very good. But these people, they never attain Lord. The Lord says, it's very difficult to get the human body. Don't miss this chance. If you miss this chance, you are committing suicide. You are losing the golden opportunity to come out of this. Therefore, Lord advises, Tyaje, give up all these three, calm, growth, and low. What is calm? It's not the simple desire we are talking about here. Kaam is the irresistible desire which forces you to do the unrighteous thing, adharma. You are ready to do the adharma. We have seen the example of Ravana. Having accomplished everything, he still kidnapped Sita. Adharma. That is the kaam. And you are ready to hurt others. And this kaam is mahasana. You can never satiate it. People think, maybe with a million, I will be happy. No. The more you fulfill, the more it will come. Mahasana. Then growth, selfish kaam not fulfilled will result into growth. Anger will come. Immediate anger. We are not talking about the anger which is required in your office or in your home for the discipline of employees or for the discipline of children. We are not talking about that growth. Here the growth means, I mean, it is the rage. When it comes, you are not able to control yourself. It is said that growth can be controlled 1 second before it comes. If you come to know the growth is coming, at that point time you can check it. But after that you will not be able to check it. How it comes? In Bhagavad Gita, God has given the letter of fall. How it will fall. Dhyayato vishyan punsa sangaste supajayate sangat samjayate kama kamat krodho vijayate क्रोधात भवति सम्मोह सम्मोहात स्मृति विभ्रम स्मृति भ्रंसा बुद्धि नाश प्रणश्यति इत्यादि भगवद गीता से ध्याय दो विषयान दोष है इफ यू स्टार्ट मेडिटेटिंग ऑन द सेंस ऑफ इट जस्ट बाय थिंकिंग यू विल गेट हैप्पीनेस जस्ट बाय थिंकिंग यू हैव नॉट रिसीव्ड इट इट इज नॉट इन योर हैंड Just by thinking, Dhyayate Vishyan Punsa, an attachment comes, Sangha, an attachment comes, Sangha Steshu Vajayate. You can do it, but do it at home, not here. You start meditating on ice cream, start meditating on that. Then you will be attached to that, Sangha Steshu Vajayate. You will start thinking about the different flavors and all that, and different scores or different partners with you met, which one is the best and this thinking. Sangat sanjayate kama, immediately after some time the kama desire will come that I must go and have that ice cream there in that part. Kama will come. And if there is a obstruction, kama krodho vijayate. If there is obstruction, you are not able to do it, immediately krodha will come. What happens when the krodha comes? Krodhat bhavati sammoha. Deluded. When the growth comes, you are deluded. You don't know whom are you talking to. Is your boss, your parents, your elders, your guru. In growth, you go on speaking unparliamentary language, all of them. Why? So, moha smriti vibhrama. Because of that, moha, because of that reason, your smriti is no more available. You have studied scriptures, you are a learned man, you are an intelligent person, but at that point of time when the anger comes, your smriti is gone. You don't see he is my father or mother or guru or the elder or my boss. I know that they are elder, but at that time that smriti is no more available. Smriti vansa, what happens then? Buddhi nasa. Buddhi is always dependent on the smriti. Whenever a file is referred by mind to intellect, intellect always consults with the memory. And then it takes a decision and gives the decision to the organs of action. So when the memory is no more available, buddhi nasa, you are not able to take a right decision. Buddhi nasa, pranasyati. That person is perished. How we started? Meditating on object. started with that meditating on object, then the attachment came, it became a desire not to be growth again, when the growth came, then moha came. You are not able to see to whom are you talking. Then smriti is not available at that time. Buddhi decision wrong, and person very serious. And what is lobh? Lobh is greed for wealth, power, and the lower objects. So if you want to go to another, sure success guaranteed. Gita ji says, follow kaam, growth, and lobh. You will get there. Therefore, you should free yourself from these three things: kaam, growth, and lobh. Don't go to hell. Start doing your sadhana. Reach the param gati. You can get it here. Acha. Magar kya hota hai? There is a saying in Hindi: लातों के दूध बातों से नहीं बनते हैं. Merely by saying never happens. When you get the kick, then you understand. No. I ought to have done these things, perhaps we have learned this thing and that. Suppose you become that, you start listening to the scripture, then what will happen? Apicha set sudadaro bhajate maam amnyama sadurevsa mantabya sannak prabhishto isa. Apicheta sa durachara. Achara means conduct. Durachara means bad conduct. Sudhuchara durachara means PhD in bad conduct. You have committed all types of sin. Api je sudacharo bhajate maam ananya bhava. If you start worshipping the Lord, just started ananya bhava. Sadhu reva samantabha. Consider him sadhu. He is no more duratma. The moment you realize that kama, krodha, lobha are the gateway to the hell, I should not do this thing, and the moment you turn, you are no more asura. Who are you? Sadhu. Sadhu reva mantavya sangat bhavishto isa. And he has started his journey. And what will happen after? Chitram bhavati dharmatma. He will become dharmatma, not duratma. Chitram. Very soon he will become chitram bhavati dharmatma. Saswat shanti nigacchati. And he will get saswat shanti, eternal peace he will get. Kaunte hai pratijani hai. Lord is saying, pratijani hai. This is my promise. Kaunte hai? This is my promise to you. Na me bhakta pravishyati. Once he turns this side, he will never be perished. This is the Lord is saying. Now the question comes. Very good. I have understood that these are the three gateways: calm, growth, and love. Can you tell me why I come out of it? I have understood. These are three gateways to hell. Now tell me the way and means. How can I come out of it? For that you have to come in the next class. The whole class will be just discussing